There's only one disease, the malfunctioning cell. There's only two causes of disease. So here we go back to this really simple system that I've outlined in Never Be Sick Again. One disease, two causes of disease. The two causes of disease are deficiency and toxicity. In other words, the cell isn't getting everything it needs to function properly, or it is getting things that is screwing up its normal function, and that's where the toxicity comes in. And a lot of people think, oh, eating a bad diet is, you know, makes me overweight. Well, that's true. But guess what? Toxins can make you overweight, too. Toxins such as insecticides can see, there's two control centers in the brain that run this thing. And one of them is the appetite control center, where the body is always turning things on, turning things off. So you eat, the body says, I'm full, turn the appetite off. So now you're not hungry. So I'm hungry, I am not hungry. And then the body also manages the amount of fat that is in the system. You need to have a certain amount of fat. So when you have enough fat, it says, okay, I'm not going to store any more fat. When you don't have enough fat, it says, I better store some fat. So store fat, burn fat. I'm hungry, I'm not hungry, store fat, burn fat. Toxins screw up those two balancing mechanisms. And so you can, for example, aspartame. This is in diet drinks.
I hate that stuff, yeah.
Yeah, well, diet drinks will make you fat. And here's why. The aspartame in there jams both of those control mechanisms. So if you're drinking diet sodas, your appetite will be increased and the body will be instructed to store fat. So, you have to, that's what the disease is about. It's screwing up those two control mechanisms through nutritional deficiencies. For example, a deficiency of essential fatty acids will jam those mechanisms. More than 90% of the American population are short essential fatty acids. A shortage of calcium will also jam those mechanisms and cause you to become fat. Most people are short calcium. Most Americans, more than 2 out of 3 Americans are overweight. And this is an enormous epidemic, and it's because of deficiency and toxicity. I'll give you a specific example. I had one man come to me who was 100 pounds overweight. This man had been on every conceivable diet, every conceivable gimmick over more than a 20-year period. Gain weight, lose weight, gain weight, lose weight.
Oh, it had to have been frustrating for him.
Very, very frustrating. When he finally came to me, he said, it's got to be genetic. Got to be genetic because I can't lose weight. And so I looked at his diet. His diet was wonderful. He was really a very good diet. Mm-hmm. He was exercising every day. So here's a man who's eating a good diet. He's exercising every day. How come he's 100 pounds overweight? Well, I looked a little bit deeper, and what I found was he was drinking diet sodas. He ate out. He was a bachelor. He was divorced. He was a bachelor. He ate very frequently at a favorite Chinese restaurant. Guess what the Chinese restaurant was putting in the food?
MSG.
Monosodium glutamate. MSG will jam those two mechanisms. So here he was drinking diet sodas, eating food regularly with MSG, and I said, get off of the diet sodas, get off of the MSG. Bam. Those 100 pounds melted away like magic.
He was poisoning himself, wasn't he?
That's exactly correct. He was poisoning himself. So, but here he's been on all of those diets to lose weight. Not a single one of them worked because not a one of them really attacked the disease. And you go on these diets, and really they'll make you nutritionally deficient. If you examine each of these diets and you go on them, you will actually become nutritionally deficient in certain nutrients. And, of course, the disease is being caused by nutritional deficiencies. So there you go. So I wrote the whole book on it, Never Be Fat Again. People read that book and their weight just goes poof, and it never comes back.
They're tied together. Never Be Sick Again, Never Be Fat Again.
Yes, they certainly are. And Now, my new book is going to be Never Fear Cancer Again, and it, too, is going to be tied together to it because we keep coming back to there's only one disease. There's only two causes of disease. For example, once you learn this system, one disease, two causes of disease, that the cell is malfunctioning, and it's malfunctioning because it's deficient in essential nutrients and because it's toxic in things that are screwing up the metabolic machinery. Once you understand that simple system, you can cure almost any disease. In fact, just recently we cured a man of Lou Gehrig's disease. Now, Lou Gehrig's disease is a death sentence. You're dead within a few years.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah, it's supposed to be, but he's totally cured. So the doctor comes and says, you have Lou Gehrig's disease. Well, what does that do for you except make you very depressed?
Yeah.
You know, what does that do? Does that tell you how you got it? Does that tell you how to get rid of it? But if you go to the same person and you say, you have a large number of malfunctioning cells that are malfunctioning because they're deficient in essential nutrients and toxic in things that are screwing up the metabolic machinery, now you know how you got your problem. Now you know how to solve your problem.
How long does that take to start addressing the problem, Raymond? Again, where those cells start to regenerate,
you can
where
do
you're
it,
really
you can
victorious.
Do it in a day. It depends on how motivated you are. I'm the kind of a person I can change on a dime. I mean, I can change my diet. I can change, you know, bam, it's gone. Other
Instantly.
People can't do that. They have to sort of gradually, you know, get into it. Well, it's going to take them longer, but it's okay. No matter which way you do it, if you know where you want to go and you keep walking, you're going to get there, and that's why I have the six pathways, because the six pathways are like, let's say there's six major interstate highways between two cities, and we call one city disease, and we call the other city health, and we have six major interstates running between them. Well, if you're on all six interstates heading toward health, where are you going to end up? You're going to end up in health.
Yeah.
And if you're on all six going toward disease, like most Americans,
that's where you're going to be.
That's where you're going to
end up.
If
you get there.
So what I've done is I break it down into the six pathways, the nutrition pathway, the toxin pathway, the mental pathway, and this is extremely important, by the way. What you put into your mind is even more important than what you put into your body.
Explain that.
Well, the mind controls all the body chemistry. I mean, you can have a thought or an emotion and change all your body chemistry instantly. So the mind has control of the body chemistry. Many of us, we live in a very stressful society today, and we've learned to put a lot of stress on ourselves. Well, this produces stress hormones. And the hormones give different messages to the genes, and you change all of your chemistry. And in fact, you can create cancer. Stress will give you cancer. You produce stress hormones. The stress hormones unbalance all the other hormone system, and you lose the messages that you're giving to the genes to control the growth of cells.
Yeah, I believe that too.
So you can give yourself cancer just with stress. So what you put into your mind is even more important than what you put into your body. And we can talk about good diet and detoxification, and all that's very important. But your psychological and your spiritual components are even more important.
Give us these six pathways real quickly.
Okay. The nutrition pathway, the toxin pathway, the mental, the physical. And the physical is very important. Here's, you know, getting proper exercise and things like that, the physical pathway. And then the genetic pathway, making sure that you're giving, remember, the genes run your life, but you run the genes.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you run the genes properly? You have to learn how to do that. How do you tell them what to do? And then the last one is the medical pathway, and that's the most tragic of all because the medical pathway, medicine, our system of medicine in America today is one of our largest causes of disease and unfortunately is actually our single largest cause of death.
Yeah, interesting. And wrong prescriptions in some cases, over-prescribing.
Well, the whole thing is wrong because the whole paradigm is wrong. And there's no science behind it. Yeah, we think of medicine as being very, very scientific because they have all these wonderful gadgets with blinking lights and do MRIs. But in truth, when we study it, what we find is that only 10 to 15% of existing medical practice has any basis in science.